It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy. Today's in is called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing way. The refreshing way. The refreshing way. The refreshing way.
Amen. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. It's Thursday, the 19th of the month, and we're glad that you're with us this morning. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to be able to come together and to have worship. We thank you for your word. And we thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now we ask for your spirit to teach us what we need to know. As we continue to gain grace and wisdom, knowledge and understanding from you, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit. It's our humble prayer that is prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ, our King.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
good, brothers and sisters. It's time now for us to go right into our message for today. We're calling it the 10-day test. Now, we've talked about this before, but we just want to emphasize this 10-day because it's biblical, friends. Let's go right into prayer. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the love you have for us. Thank you for your mercies and kindness. Lord, we thank you for a successful retreat that is just ending, wherein our guest received 10 full days of care and blessing and is feeling much, much better. We thank you, Lord, for places such as this all around the world that are doing the work. We want to encourage one another. And just we pray this message will be a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends, we're reading Daniel chapter 1. The Bible says, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, into Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. I want you all to understand, brothers and sisters, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, just understand the fragility of nations. I mean, nations are fragile. You can be conquering today and losing tomorrow. And we need to recognize that God sets up kings and puts them down. There's always things going on behind the scene. Don't listen to everything that you hear on the news. It's unfortunate that you cannot trust mainstream media to give you all of what's truth. There's a spin on it. But nonetheless, God is behind the scenes and he is still orchestrating his will. All right. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, of the king's seed and the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, of whom and whom they might teach the learning and tongue of the Chaldeans. This is a representation to show us where scholarships came from, at least the worldly types of scholarships. They came from Babylon, friends. If you had good physical whatever, the physical side, whereas we might look at it as sports today, if they had no blemish, well favored, you see, they were physically appealing. They were skillful in wisdom. They had a lot of intelligence, understanding science. We give scientific scholarships. Ability to stand in the king's palace. There are leadership scholarships, friends, and teach the learning of the Chaldeans. Those are in the arts, okay? That's a language. It's an art. The king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. It is still today that mankind believes that they're better off, eating the flesh of dead animals, that we're better off drinking milk from animals, that we're better off eating seafood, that we're better off, just drinking a little caffeine to make it through the day. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, things have not changed, because the Bible tells us that in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, that things don't change. Let's go there real quickly to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And notice what the Bible says. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal. And it just goes on, brothers and sisters. And there's a part of this that says there is nothing new under the sun. Let me see if I can find that exact verse. I thought it was there. Give me a second, please. Okay, I think I need to say no new thing under the sun. All right, it's Ecclesiastes 1. It says, the thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. Okay, let's go back to Daniel. So there is no new thing. There is still the belief that the way the world eats is still the best way to eat, and it's wrong, friends. Now, among these, verse 6, were of the children of Judah. Now, among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. You know, there's politics is wrong, but diplomacy is wonderful. He was kind and he was appropriate and he made a request. Now, he wasn't going to do it even if the request wasn't granted, but he was wise enough to put it in the form of a request. That's, again, politics is wrong, but because we have a lot of politicking in the church, but diplomacy, kindness, you know, being wise at how you approach things, that is of God, my friend. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Why was that? Because Daniel was good at what he did. He was kind. He was faithful. He made the eunuch look good. He was on time. He took care of things so that it took pressure off the eunuch. And the eunuch just really started liking Daniel as a person. And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should I see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? You're going to fast. They're not going to feed you for 10 days. That's crazy. That's suicide. That's what people will tell you, friends. Then shall you make me endanger my head to the king. Nothing new under the sun. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servant. I beseech thee 10 days. How many days? 10 days. How many days? 10 days. And let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. I believe God revealed that to Daniel in a dream. Or somewhere in the night season, he said, just ask for 10 days. Just ask for 10 days. That seems like a short period of time. Just test us for 10 days. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenances on the countenance of the children that eat the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. That was a plant-based diet, friends. And as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill. See, when you eat right, there's other blessings. Knowledge and skill in all learning. So they were smarter and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. You're more spiritual. Now, at the end of the days, the king, and by the way, they were fairer and fatter, so they were healthier. So you were healthier, you were smarter, and you were more spiritual. Now, at the end, so that's physical, mental, and spiritual blessings just because you choose God's diet. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among all them was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better. So they got a time of multiplication of preeminence for every day. So day one on God's diet, they were 1 times better than the rest. 2 days on God's diet, they were 2 times better than the rest. 3 days on God's diet, they were 3 times better than the rest. And when it got to the 10, because they had done it, they were 10 times better, brothers and sisters. If you can look at that in math, that means if he asked some hard questions and people got 10 of them right, they would have got 100 right. You see, that was powerful. And in all manner of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even until the first year of King Cyrus. I want to encourage you to try God, test him, you know, give him 10 days, eat right for 10 days, friends. No animal products, nothing with a face, no dairy, eat 2 meals a day, eat whole food, plant-based. Don't use white rice and white bread. The whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead. And don't use the flesh of animals, milk from animals, and these kinds of things. Eat fruit at one meal, vegetables at another meal. Make sure everything is whole food. Don't overeat. Drink plenty of water in between. Get to bed on time. Get out in the sunlight and get some exercise. And you wait 10 days, friends, and you'll be a new person. Oh, I'm just wanting to encourage you to do so, my brothers and sisters. So that's our message for today. It's a spiritual message and a health message. We have to get someone to the airport today and have some things we need to accomplish. So we're going to go ahead and close out. Give God 10 days, friends, and you'll be a new creature. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for blessing us to have your wonderful health message at our disposal. We call it holistic biblical wellness, this preeminent healing system that can manifest itself in 10 days. We ask that you would bless us, Father, that your name will be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, God is good. It's time now for us to go ahead and close out. This is not our norm. We're not going to open the phone lines today, but we wish you all God's richest blessings. And we're going to close at this time with our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die.
I will love.